Carnation Nation, perhaps you would like to hang me on the wall. Perhaps you'd like to take a sip from my skull. Perhaps you'd like to carry my carcass around town. Perhaps you'd like to wear me like a hair shirt. Well, I can almost oblige you with the fine items now available at the Terry Carnation Dark Air merch store. Simply go to my personal website, terrycarnation.com/shop. There's a link. If you go to terrycarnation.com, you'll see it right there on my scintillating front cover page. Click on that, and alongside our good friends at represent.com, you'll find Terry Carnation posters, t-shirts, mugs, and bric-a-brac that will uplift your pathetic little lives. Please visit our merch store and partake if you want to keep me very, very close.
And now, from the unexplored depths of the Marianas Trench to the unexplained reaches of space, time, and mind, you're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Hello, Carnation Nation. Terry is actually out tonight. No, not out. He wouldn't just go out and not do his show. He is sick and in a hospital, which is a statement that is technically 100% true. So tonight, I'm actually really excited for this because we're going to replay some of our classic Dark Air calls that I got to pick myself, and I know these verbatim. It'll be fun, like watching a band play snippets of their best songs at the Super Bowl halftime show. All killer and no filler, folks. So to be very clear, I will be taking no calls tonight, please. Oh, thank God. Enjoy this trip into the vault, which isn't really a vault. It's more like a set of Costco shelves in the utility closet above the trifold towels and toilet paper, just like the doctor ordered. Carnation out.
Carnation Nation, welcome to another episode of Dark Air. It's me, your host, Terry Carnation, and with me in the engineering studio tonight is none other than
Reginald.
Reginald. Hello, Reginald. How are you this evening?
I'm great as always. Just happy to have a job and be here with my friend.
Oh, that's so sweet, Reginald. Well, you know I admire you as well, and I'm just so thrilled to have you on the show. And, ladies and gentlemen, so excited tonight. So excited for our in-studio guest. Yes, many of you know him as the great Spock, as the author of the book I Am Not Spock, the host of In Search Of, Mr. Leonard Nimoy, is here tonight in the studio.
I'm assuming you did not get my email this afternoon.
Emails. Yeah, I need to remember. I told you, Reginald, if you need to reach me, fax me. Fax me.
Yes, I regret to inform you that Leonard Nimoy will not be joining us, for he has passed on today.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. February 27th, 2015, Leonard Nimoy has passed away. Has passed away. Who killed him, Reginald?
I think cholesterol, Terry. I think it was his own heart.
Nonsense.
I can't believe that man would have an enemy on this planet who would want him dead.
Let me be frank with you, Reginald. He knew too much. My favorite Leonard Nimoy performance, Reginald, it was his directorial masterpiece, Three Men and a Baby, starring one of my favorite actors of all time, Steve Guttenberg.
Well, we still have to do an episode dedicated to the ghost in the background in that one scene of the show.
Oh, we could have asked Leonard about that if he hadn't been assassinated.
It might even have been Bigfoot that hunted him down.
One never knows. One never knows. Live long and prosper. Well, he didn't live that long. But he prospered. And boy, oh boy, did he prosper.
Rest in peace, Leonard Nimoy.
Well, you know, I do know Steve Guttenberg. I've got his phone number here. I could call him, see if he'd want to come on the show.
He could really give us some insight into that ghost.
Let me give him a call.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Oh, that's odd. He told me to call any time of the day or night.
Please check the number and dial again.
That's impossible. Anyway, Steve, if you're listening, call in. We'd love to hear from you.
In the meantime, we have plenty of calls teed up to last us for the hour.
Oh, Reginald, you are as reliable as you are his suit. Seriously, I wish our listeners could see the massive tufts of reddish chest hair peeking out from the collar of your Slipknot t-shirt. Ho ho! What do we have on deck, Reginald?
We have Marjorie from Tampa, Florida.
Marjorie from Tampa.
How are you holding up? How is it going? Wait, can you ask him if he likes frosting? Shut up, Sally.
Oh, is that your daughter? Who, what?
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm, can you put my blanket
on? I'm sorry. Who's
so
with
sorry.
You?
It's a madhouse over here. I have Ted, my husband. I have Sal. Okay. I don't know how much time you have. I know you have a long line of callers. We're having a little bit of, a problem that I feel only you could help with. And truth be told, this is like, you're the only person I've really brought this up to besides my therapist. Everyone thinks I have multiple personality disorder, but it's not. I am telling you, this little girl, Sally, who's in my brain, I know it's a ghost.
So Marjorie, was it Marjorie?
Yes, I'm Marjorie. I'm the main. I'm the main, like, the real person, the core person.
How many personalities do you have within you? How many characters?
Well,
how many voices?
There's 10, but Sally is the, like, she's just causing the biggest ruckus of everybody.
Right. Who are some of the others? So there's Marjorie, Sally. Who's in between?
There's Todd.
Yeah. Yo, what's up?
There's Lily. She's nice. She plays tennis. She helps me with my croquet and my knitting and all that. Hi! There's also Roro. Hi, my name is Roro. How are you?
Okay. Marjorie, I don't need to meet them all. I was just trying to get a sense of the panoply.
They just hear their names and they want to come out to play. But yeah, could you, I don't know. I feel like you're literally the only person who can help me with this.
Okay, so let's go back. You were saying that Sally is the newest of these personalities,
yeah.
These voices that are coming up,
yeah.
And that you think she is either possessed by a demon or some kind of ghost, or she actually is a ghost.
I think she's a ghost.
Sally, speak to me here for a minute, please.
Move the furniture around.
Is it possible to put Sally on the phone?
Oh, hold on. We have to coax her in. Can you coax her in with me, too?
Sally, can I speak to you?
Hi,
Sally.
Hi.
Listen, tell us a little bit about yourself, Sally. Sally, it sounds like you need a nap. It just sounds like you need a nap. How old are you, Sally?
I'm 8.5.
Fantastic. Sally, can you put Marjorie back on? Wait, Sally, is that you? Is that the demon inside of you? Sally, who is it? What is the name of the demon inside of you, Sally? Larry Ashton? I'm sorry, I missed that. Is that Gaelic?
Do you see what I'm dealing with?
Yeah, Marjorie, it's really quite simple. An Irish ghost is referred to as a banshee, okay? So she is obviously possessed by a Gaelic-Irish ghost referred to as a banshee. We have a list on our website at Dark Air of top-quality exorcists. Many of them specialize in Gaelic banshee variety, and they can remove that from Sally, and hopefully things will even out. Thank you so much for your call. Hi, Sally. Thanks so much for calling Dark Air. Honestly, I wish Sally had just called in. She seems to have a lot more going on than Marjorie. In fact, Sally, if you're still listening, if you ever do fully incarnate and take over Marjorie's human form, give us a call. Love to have you in studio as a guest.
Dear Dark Air listeners, it is I, Terry, of course. And listen, I recently had an experience I wanted to share with you. I wanted to get myself something really special. Yes, myself. I said myself. Something for me. Just me, 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 me. And I discovered paintyourlife.com. So if you want to give a truly meaningful gift to yourself or others, try paintyourlife.com. You get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly astonishingly affordable price. You can choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. There's a user-friendly platform that lets you custom order a hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. A quick and easy process. You can't believe it. It takes about 3 weeks. You can combine photos into one painting. It's the perfect birthday, anniversary, or wedding gift. Meaningful, personal, and can be cherished forever. I got an incredible 2 feet by 3 foot painting of me, Terry Carnation, clutching a beautiful lamp. I'm going to be buried with it. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word DARK to 64,000, 64-000. That's DARK to 64,000. Just text on your phone the word DARK, D-A-R-K, to 64,000, 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text DARK to 64,000.
Thaddeus, you're on Dark Air.
Oh, about time. About time. I know you get a lot of callers, Terry, who talk about all manner of beliefs that can be equally challenged, that can be dissected and torn apart. Sometimes I listen to your show, and as much as I respect you, I find that your unwillingness to challenge every moron with a maniacal theory that comes on the air, troubling.
All right. Thaddeus, now you're challenging me here. Do you have a question? And I will just say to you, Thaddeus, if you would like, you can have your own paranormal call-in show, and I will listen to it and give it a try.
That is the rallying cry of those that cannot be criticized. Start your own show, as they say on the internet. And as in any internet argument, I fully expect you to hurl Hitler at me in the next sentence and compare me to that despot as well.
I am on the edge of pressing hang up. Do you have a question?
It's about the devil.
Okay, color me intrigued.
Color me somebody who's actually conversed with the fallen Morningstar. I have spoken to the devil. I've spoken to Lucifer. I've spoken to Satan. They're all three persons and one non-god. And they all have implored me to make this phone call.
Lord Satan has asked for me specifically?
He's heard your show, and he's a hate listener.
Mm.
He loves to listen and talk about how insipid you are.
Interesting. So this Lord of Darkness, how did you come to converse with him, it, she, they? Does it have a gender preference?
He's a guy.
All right.
And I was listening to an old Motley Crue album.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he started whispering to me. I can hear him. And so I addressed him. Satan comes to all who welcome him, but he welcomed me because he wanted me to call you and tell you to stop. Stop being inane. Stop entertaining others. What he wants me to tell you is that you need a sidekick of sorts, somebody who is more rational, somebody who could parse the ridiculousness that comes your way, somebody like myself.
So this devil, this Satan,
the
Lord of Darkness.
There's not this devil, the devil.
Okay. The devil is He's got to be a pretty busy guy. He has time for a conversation in which he suggests you come on my show as a co-host?
You mock me, but you should be flattered the Dark Lord listens to your show.
Oh, I'm just getting this in, Thaddeus. The devil is speaking to me. Oh,
no.
He's telling me something right now. Yes, Master, he's telling me to tell Thaddeus to punch himself in the crotch as hard as humanly possible right now.
He said my name?
Yes, he said Thaddeus, punch yourself in the crotch as hard as you can, Thaddeus. That is what your master has charged me to tell you.
Should I speedbag it, my lord? Speedbag it?
Speedbag it, Thaddeus. Speedbag.
Oh, my sweet Satan! All for you, Damien!
You are pleasing me.
Oh, God, glad someone's getting pleased!
Sing Ride Like the Wind!
Ride like the wind! Ride like the wind when you get lost between the moon and New York City.
Whoa, wow. What came over me? There was some strange voice emanating from my throat. Thaddeus, are you still there?
Kinda. Tell him I said thanks.
I'll pass on the word. And if you see him, tell him that you are welcome to apply for the co-host position. Just write Al Moreno at KSB Radio. He's our station manager. And
One question.
Yes.
Do you guys have medical?
Unfortunately, we don't.
Ooh, that's bad news for my nutsack.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Thaddeus. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Dark Air.
Oh, well, how about that?
I have to ask you, I honestly couldn't tell if you were just trying to get him off the air or if you really do speak to the devil.
Reginald, pull your beard out of your face.
Oh my gosh.
No, I was just joking with old Thaddeus. And
you've terrified me.
Terrified, pun.
You've terrified me.
I have terrified so many over the years, including poor Thaddeus, who I had speedbag his own testicular area. Thank you for asking, Reginald. I don't know where I stand with the Dark Lord. There are definitely dark and mysterious forces in this world, but is there an actual devil, an actual Satan? I guess for me, the closest correlation would be Sam Neill in the Omen Part 3 Final Conflict.
Great performance.
One of the first of his many amazing, terrific performances by the great, thin-lipped Australian Sam Neill. Who's this next caller?
I believe we have Alfredo from Muncie, Indiana.
All right, Alfredo, you're on. What do you got for me?
I'd really like to express my opinion about the Twilight Zone. I don't know how to say it. It is a seminal piece of work in my life.
Well, okay, yes. What about the Twilight Zone?
Well, first of all, these are things that actually happened in Rod's life or people that were close to him, and then he put that into the Twilight Zone. But it is reality. These are autobiographical experiences that he had or his best friends.
Great. You're speaking of Rod Serling, the creator of the Twilight Zone, and he personally had a very interesting life. Well, I know that Rod was a boxer. I know he was a DJ. I know he served in World War II. I mean, was he in an airplane when he saw a creature riding on the wing outside the window?
No,
I mean, what are you saying?
No. It was there was an event in World War II, not spoken of, but he was on the wing. He was on the wing. And one of the people in the plane saw him on the wing, and they started to get very upset.
Why was Rod Serling riding on the wing of an airplane?
It was World War II. Things happen.
And what about the pig-faced episode where the pretty people have pig faces and the regular people have normal faces, but they're actually ugly?
Okay, well, he was born with a pig face. Nobody knows that. Oh, I know that because I've actually been in contact with some of the members of his family. He was born with a pig face, and they did reconstructive surgery, and they used a mask to help hold the shape of his face in place while it healed. That's where the episode of Mask came from.
And the aliens with the How to Cook Humans cookbook?
Why would you even doubt that, Terry? He was trapped in the jungles of Borneo. He had to cook people. They had a cookbook. It's so simple.
So are you telling me that he knew people who were toys in a Salvation Army bin?
Again, we go back to the jungles of Borneo. They shrunk people. They actually were able to take full-size humans and make them to doll size. And he did that too.
Well, you heard it here, folks. How about that? Rod Serling, every episode of The Twilight Zone based on personal...
Every single episode. I'm not even talking... I'm talking about the half hours and the hours.
Now, what about Outer Limits?
That's not Rod Serling. Don't even go... That's a piece of garbage.
Thank you for your call, Alfredo.
Thank you, Terry.
Oh, how about that? I've never heard that one before.
Well, you haven't. I actually have heard that the Twilight Zone is actually documentary footage.
Documentary footage? How is that possible?
Well, I know they were actors, but there were documentary crews following actors around all the time. That's how Alan Funt got his start before Candid Camera.
He was documenting actors, and that footage was woven into episodes of The Twilight Zone?
Well, for instance, he was on the plane following William Shatner when William Shatner saw that monster out on the wing. He was just documenting it. He was basically doing an early form of electronic press kits. He was following Shatner around during the Star Trek days.
It actually makes no sense at all. It actually makes zero sense. The idea that there would be all of those actors in the episodes of the... What about Rod Serling? What about him with his cigarettes and his monologues?
Just coincidentally, that guy smoked a lot, and he loved talking to people with cameras. If you had a camera, he would walk up and just talk to you.
In my favorite episode of The Twilight Zone, riding in the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Korean War. Soldiers are approaching. They're surrounding the bus. Your chicken is making so much noise. You must silence the chicken. Silence the chicken. And you know what? The chicken was a baby.
Are you sure that was The Twilight Zone?
Devastating. Devastating.
This was during the Korean War.
Yes. Hawkeye Pierce.
Well, it sounds like a plot point to MASH, but I have also heard that MASH is based on documentary footage. In fact, most of 70s television was documentary. The Gilligan's Island crew getting stuck on that island.
So that was an early version of Survivor, basically. Is that what you're saying? How about that? You know, I just realized that the show Love Boat was so stupid, there is no way that was happening in real life. And it basically disproves this entire theory. There is no way that many people had sex and never got diarrhea on a cruise ship. Huh. Well, should we go to the phone banks and see what awaits us next?
Let's go.
Okay, and our next caller is apparently a time traveler. Marguerite, you're on the air.
First of all, first time, long time.
Thank you.
Long time. Because I'm, as you said, I'm not only a time traveler, I'm actually calling from the past right now.
Hold on. You're a time traveler. And you're currently calling, I'm assuming, from your cell phone?
Yes, I did bring my cell phone with me, because in this particular time period, there are not cell phones yet. You know, I'm a little bit frightened, because I'm in World War II England, and can you even hear me over all the explosions? And
I'm not hearing that. Are you referring to the Blitz?
Yeah,
I'm not hearing.
Exactly. So you hear it. Yeah.
No, I don't hear anything. Oh. But before we get into that, how do you time travel? Are you using a device?
Yeah.
Is there a contraption? Is it a magical amulet? A spell?
You know, I tried all that, and nothing. Bupkis. So this is what I did. Have you ever seen the movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve?
Yes, beautiful
yeah,
film.
Yeah, very, very old movie. And he takes a penny, and he concentrates. And I thought, well, nothing else is working. I'm going to try that. And the next thing you know, I'm in caveman times. And I came back. I've gone to a couple of other places. I went to the future. And congratulations, by the way. You'll find out. And
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Do you hear that, dark hair listeners? Something good awaits Terry Carnation, but don't tell me.
Yeah.
Don't tell me, because that could throw off the space-time continuum.
Exactly,
and,
exactly.
You know, okay, who knows? I'm so flattered and titillated right now. That's incredible. But going back a little bit to somewhere in time, why did you choose World War II London?
Right. So I'm not really good at history. That's the thing. And I wanted to go to when in the 60s in London, it was like swinging, you know, that time.
Mm.
And so I said the 1940s, London, I concentrated on the wrong thing. So, yeah, so this is, it's embarrassing. And also, again, scary. I keep getting in these scary situations.
Hey, here's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you hop over the channel and go kill Hitler while you're down there?
Well, I know how to time travel. I don't know how to, like, space travel. I don't know how to get from...
You don't need to space travel.
So how
just take
get
a...
from England to Germany?
Zeppelin.
Oh, okay. I mean, how do you think I should kill him? Like a bow and arrow?
No, just get over there. You can use, not a bow and arrow. You can use a gun or an explosive device.
Or
here's one. Put on a pretty Nazi lady costume and then hit him in the head with a frying pan. Like one of those buxom St. Pauli girls from the 90s.
I could do that. Oh, I gotta go. I gotta act out this plan.
Okay, please call us back. Keep plenty of charge on that phone, Marguerite.
Okay,
Thank you.
Thank you.
How about that? Time traveler during World War II. Reginald, do you buy it?
Oh, of course. I buy time travel. I buy the whole thing.
You think she's telling the truth?
Oh, sure. I'll tell you what I don't buy is the butterfly effect. I don't think that it would do any harm to change the future. Kill Hitler. You know, you told her to go kill Hitler. I don't think it would have changed much.
Do you think if Marguerite showed up in Van Nuys, California, circa 1972, and killed baby Reginald, it wouldn't have an effect on the world?
I don't want to find that answer out, but I'll tell you what, I did run into my doppelganger about 8 years ago, and everything seems to be fine.
Your doppelganger? Are you saying that it was a version of Reginald from the future?
Future Reggie came back. He had a little bit shorter of a beard, but he was a great dude. We hung out for the day. We got some pizza. We went to...
And what was his name? Did he also go by Reginald? Or
he went by Reggie, but yeah, it was me through and through. I could just tell looking at him.
Hmm.
He had sad eyes, though, so I didn't want to know what happens in the future to Reggie, but he had sad eyes, so I'm a little concerned.
Hmm.
We played Scrabble. It was very difficult because it was very evenly matched.
So if you could go anywhere in space-time, Reginald, where would you go?
I would want to go back and see dinosaurs.
And you don't believe in the butterfly effect, so you could kill those dinosaurs or...
Oh, you could go crazy. I don't think it would have any effect.
What would you do in the dinosaur land?
I've always wanted to ride a brontosaurus.
Well, wax up that tail and let's go to a commercial break.
Carnation Nation, hello. By listening to this episode, you are embarking on a journey, are you not? Do you like to embark? If you like to embark, then you are going to love Embark. Embark is the DNA kit for your dog. It's your dog decoded. Now, I did a DNA test on my pit bull, Poe, and found out that he was 25% Great Dane. It makes zero sense, but I've thought about my dog in an entirely new way, thanks to Embark. It's so exciting. It's unlocking the mystery of your dog, decoding your dog. Embark is the highest-rated dog DNA test on sites such as Amazon and, you know, learning your dog's breed mix. It gives you insight into their behavior and training for a better quality of life. It was developed by PhDs and veterinarians. It can identify over 350 breeds, types, and varieties. Why not embark on an all-new journey? I was so excited with my first results, I've decided to try it out on my second dog, Diamond. Oh, this is going to be fun. Learn your dog's inner secrets with Embark, the highest-rated dog DNA test. Right now, Embark has an offer on their breed and health kit for our listeners. Go to embarkvet.com to get free shipping and save $50 off your Embark breed and health kit with promo code wet. What else would it be? Dark. Visit EmbarkVet.com and use promo code DARK to save $50 today.
Well, dear listeners, we've come to another conclusion of another exciting episode of Dark Air. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Reginald, thank you so much for steering the ship.
My pleasure. I feel like it's what I was put on this earth to do.
Reginald, I can't imagine anyone else engineering this show. You are my tried and true number two. I simply could not do the show without you. No one will ever be.
Well, thank you for joining us on that trip back into the vault. Terry will be back tomorrow is the sentence I've been told to say, and I do not like to fight with authority, so there it is. And it's been really fun. It's been really fun. Carnation Nation, I'll see you next time.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rain Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rain Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeep, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.